frustrating game for you?
Yeah, it was. It was not a very well-flowing game. I think we were pretty stagnant, and you know, they're a good team, but I think a lot of it was us just being a little bit cluttered, not great spacing, and yeah, not getting that sort of running game going. We did in patches, but not as much as obviously we like to do.
How are you feeling? It looks like you know, just over the last week or two, that there's a little bit more speed. You're getting your spots a little bit quicker. Is that?
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling just, you know, still trying to find my feet. Obviously, I'm not, you know, where I want to be, but just trying to make sure, you know, I'm doing what the team needs when I'm out there, and not, not taking away from anything. And I would think probably tonight in patches, just looking to pass more than being aggressive, and sometimes, you know, we need to look to be more aggressive and create things, because like I said, we're sort of at times standing a lot and watching each other. So yeah, I mean, trying to get that done, and just, you know, just listen to what Corey's letting us know over the next couple of days to try and stop this, you know, little patch that we've had of just being really not in the flow and in the speed that we want to be playing at.
Is that both in the break and in the half court game?
Yeah, you know, we'd rather not play half-court game, you know. We'd obviously want to be in that, you know, flow of getting really good attacks to the basket, kicking the ball, getting the open looks, which we had. We just maybe didn't knock as many down as we normally would. So, you know, I think defensively as well, we've got to look at that. And, you know, it's not by any means time to panic or anything like that, just looking at what we can do better, and we'll probably watch that game and see a lot of instances we can do better.
The 20-point rebounding differential obviously is a big factor in this game. What do you chalk that up to?
They're bigger than us. But also, you know, you can't use that excuse. We've got to get bodies.
Yeah,
that's right. We've got to get bodies on people. They were gang rebounding, and I think we do that pretty well most of the time, but maybe not tonight as much as we would like to. And I think because the game was a lot slower too, I mean, they were getting second shots often in their half-court offense, so we've got to really look at, even when we're in the rover, taking away the rebounding positions on in that rover, the defense or the zone.
And since sometimes when you go on a road, you know, go on the road, even though it was only a couple of games, coming home is a little difficult. It's almost like you take a breath of fresh air and say, I'm home, I can relax a minute. And in this league, you really can't. You
know? No, I don't think so. No, I think we've played enough games this season even, but the people that have played in this league for years and years, you know, you can never relax. You know that every night is a good team. I mean, there's not one good team you can relax against. We know that. It's just not a good night for us. They played really well, credit to them, and we need to go away and look at what we can work on.
Every game now is going to be probably very intense. I mean, it's down the stretch, getting, you know, going to be playing teams that are trying to get in playoffs, mm-hmm. playoff positions.
Yeah.
Is that required kind of preparation mentally?
Like I said, I mean, every game you've got to come out and be ready. We've, you know, had a few games, you know, that I remember one in was it Atlanta or Minnesota? I obviously don't remember well. But, yeah, we came out slow, and we learnt from that experience. You know, we haven't come out as slow in the beginning of games from there. We just have to keep learning and keep working on things. You know, this season is a progression. There's, you know, obviously I've come in and changed things a little bit, and so we just need to keep working and keep getting, looking towards the finals and making sure we put ourselves in the right position, but also that we're playing good basketball when we get there.
You learned the lesson in Atlanta and you applied it in Minnesota, just so you know.
Is that right? Okay. It was a long ridge.
I saw your husband for a minute, got my Brazilian hug.
Oh, right.
Still smelling. Anyway.
So it seems like there's a trend emerging. At the end of games, we're seeing the lineup with you, Diana, Cappy, Duana, and Tangela. Mm-hmm. Is that, what can we expect that to be the kind of closing group?
Yeah, that has been the case. I'm not sure, you know. I think obviously it's been in games where we need a bit of scoring power, maybe where he's got the three guards in there. But you know, you'd have to ask Corey. I don't know if that's like a planned thing or if that's just how, you know, the way the game's gone, I'm not sure. But
is that a rotation, or is that a lineup that you've worked together and, you know, gotten the opportunity to practice with that group?
Generally not, no. We'd practice with a point, you know, like a Tamika or a Keisha and then the two guards. So, yeah, that's something that I think in the last minutes of the games we have gone to a couple of times. So, yeah, I don't know. But you'd have to ask Corey if we'd be seeing more of that. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously DB is such an athletic, exciting, you know, player inside there. Working with Tangela with our outside shot and then having the three scorers, it makes it hard for them to match up generally with other teams.
You had an open three in the corner, 14.
Yeah.
Do you know, shots are going to go in and sometimes they're not, but, you know, are you the type of player, are you going to lose sleep over that? Do you let it go? How do you deal with them?
There's too many shots in my life to lose sleep over it, but, I'm disappointed. Diana set me up really well. She penetrated hard, drew the defense, and, yeah, that's maybe a sign of not feeling quite in the flow yet, but definitely I'll be working on that, and, you know, I mean, I'll just forget about it now and worry about the next game, but I was very disappointed to miss that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about one other play in the game, and that was we were driving down the middle, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it was just like you were down.
I half fell and then I was tripped, so I was really going down anyway.
I thought it was because your husband was sitting right directly in front of you and I got
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
Thanks.